Although Charlie Daniels is an award-winning musician, songwriter, producer, and performer who has spent 50 years in the music business, there is one label that gives him the most pride.
I am not the most gifted musician around. I'm not a natural musician. I have to work a little harder at it. Found out a long time ago that musicians get out of work, but entertainers never do. So I've always tried to be an entertainer.
Well, now the devil went down to Georgia and he's looking for a soul to steal. He was in the bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
Daniel's music defies classification. He grew up listening to gospel, bluegrass, rhythm and blues, and country. Charlie talks about listening to the rural radio stations that helped to shape his musical taste.
During the course of the day, they played some of all kinds of music. So they would start off the day with country music, and then they would, over an afternoon, when the kids came home from school, whatever the popular music of the day would be, they'd have a spasm of playing that. And if you're from the Southeast, you're always exposed to the blues and gospel music. So I was exposed to so many different kinds of music. I went through the big band era. I went through the early rock era, the Elvis era. You know, all of these different eras, I was exposed to many different kinds of music. And when I sat down to write original music, I guess it all just kind of came into my subconscious or whatever and kind of leaped out into the form of different songs and different band arrangements, because we do play an awful big variety of music.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. I get up in the morning and get down in the afternoon.
Charlie is proud of his heritage, growing up in the southern United States. He fiercely defends the culture and the rural way of life.
I ain't got no money, but I dang sure got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Charlie recently edited a collection of essays on what it was like to grow up country. The book includes chapters by people in many different professions, including a former U.S. president.
We got response from NASCAR champion, a rodeo champion, an ex-president, many music people, about three generations of people. And the interesting part about the book is, from my point of view, or Jimmy Carter's point of view, who wrote a piece in the book, growing up country at the time that we grew up was totally different from like a Carrie Underwood, who's a new artist that grew up in Oklahoma a couple of generations later. But there's some common things that run through it. There's a big emphasis on family, and the people in the music business, is a big emphasis on they really wanted to make it in the music business.
As a struggling musician, Daniels managed to talk his way into playing on a recording session for legendary songwriter Bob Dylan. As Charlie was packing up to leave for another job, Dylan asked where he was going, and then demanded that Daniels stay to play on the rest of the album.
Well, I trained around the sweet road around on time.
He'll never understand what those nine words or whatever it was he said meant to me, career-wise, certainly, because he was always kind of put the studio musician names on the albums. That was a very special memory. I mean, I went on to do three albums with Bob.
Deuces is the latest Charlie Daniels CD release. He has paired himself with vocalists from a variety of musical styles. Charlie wouldn't have it any other way. I'm Larry London, VOA News.
God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Good night.